Good morning. Well, there's about three of us this morning that are in mourning. I should have wore black, all black, because our college football team, who played this team up north of them, lost yesterday. Thanks, William. I thought you were my friend. So, but we'll get over it, maybe, in a little while. But aren't you glad you're here today? Yeah. It's not about football. That's right. It's about Jesus, right? It's not about what happens on a football field. It's about what happens in our hearts when we come to give our praise and our worship to God. Amen? All right, I'm glad you're here. Are you glad you're here? If you are a guest with us this morning, thank you so much for choosing to be with us. And hopefully you received a welcome packet. Inside that welcome packet is a little card. If you just take a moment and fill that out and drop it in the offering plate or just leave it at the information table out on the in the foyer, that would be helpful. Hopefully you also, along with everybody else, received a bulletin. So let's take our bulletins out. Let's take a look at what's going on. This morning, right after our morning worship service, we have Sunday school, and we have Sunday school for kids all the way up through adults. And they've been studying, we've all been studying some really terrific things, so that'll be great. Thursday night we have Awana, and you can see in the bulletin what the theme night is. Saturday we have men's breakfast here at church. We're good. All right. So we have a cook lined up. And so come and let's have a great time of eating and enjoying each other's company. And it's always just a great time for us as men to be together. Today is communion. As you can see, that means we'll be receiving an offering for the Benevolent Fund. This is above your regular giving, so please mark your giving accordingly if you want to give to the Benevolent Fund, or write a separate check if possible, or if you're going to give by cash and you want, there are envelopes available for you to be able to do that for the Benevolent offering. But remember, that's above your regular giving. And so, ladies, there's a couple announcements in there for you as well. Lots of things that are going to be happening in December. It'll be December in just a couple days. Amazing, isn't it? But you know what? As time keeps marching on, hopefully our relationship with God and His Word are growing stronger and stronger day by day, moment by moment. All right, are you ready to lift your voices in praise to the Lord? All right, let's get after it.
Would you all stand with me? This morning, as we sing these songs, we're going to sing songs like, I Believe You Are the Way, the Truth, the Life. We're going to sing songs like, Holy, there is no one like you. There is no one beside you. We're going to sing songs like, I Believe in God, our Father. I Believe in Christ, the Son. I Believe in the Holy Spirit. As we sing these songs today, even if you don't know the tunes, you don't know the words, think about these words that are being sung. Think about what you're saying from you to God. As you worship today, don't let the things of the world get in the way. Don't let the stuff that's going through your head right now get in the way of you worshiping God.
Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh, I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe through every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take, I believe that you are provider, you are protector. You are the one I love, and I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to you, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. Yes, all my fears and doubts, they can all come to you, because they can't stay long when I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Jesus, the name above every name.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are, and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you. None beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are, and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
Go ahead and be seated. As we continue, would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you so much for sending Jesus for us to be the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you that he is worth building our life upon. Thank you that he is a firm foundation and that we have nothing to fear but to live in Jesus, to live in you. We love you.
Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty. Through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Our judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious life. Forever seated I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Yes, I believe in the name of Jesus.
I'm gonna sing till my heart starts changing. Oh, I'm gonna worship till I mean every word. 'Cause the way I feel and the fear I'm facing doesn't change who you are or what you deserve. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I'll pour out your praises in blessing and breaking. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy of my song. I'm gonna live like my King is risen. Gonna preach to my soul that you've already won. And even though I can't see it, I'm gonna keep believing that every promise you've made is as good as done. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I'll pour out your praises in blessing and breaking. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy of my song. You're worthy, you're worthy, Jesus, you're worthy of my song. You're worthy, you're worthy, for
song. You're worthy, you're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy of my song. You're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Sing with me. Oh, you're worthy of it all.
Are going to take this morning's offering as we continue with one more song. And if you're visiting with us today, please don't feel obligated to give, but give because you want to worship. Jesus, Jesus, precious Lord, none on the earth or heavens above, that I have found more beautiful. You are my treasure, my great reward. I just want to move your heart. It's all I want to do. I just want to stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much the cost. I freely give it all to you, all to you. Jesus, Jesus, my offering, all my ambitions, my hopes, my dreams. And here's my life, Lord, a sacrifice, oh, just to bless you. I just want to move your heart. It's all I want to do. I just want to stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much the cost. I freely give it all to you, all to you. And I just want to move your heart. Get caught within your gaze, right here in your presence, God, is where I want to stay, or just to dwell in your house, spend my hours and my days on you, all on you. Is it a fragrance? Then I'll pour my oil out. Is it a life laid down? Then here I give my vows. Is it a song I sing? Then here's every melody. Just tell me what moves you. Tell me what moves you. Is it a fragrance? Then I'll pour my oil out. Is it a life laid down? My vows, is it a song I sing? Is every melody? Just tell me what moves you, and tell me what moves you. Cause I just wanna move your heart, is all I wanna do. I just wanna stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much the cost. I freely give it all to you. Oh.
just wanna move your heart. Get caught within your gaze, right here in your presence. God is where I wanna stay, oh, just to dwell in your house. Spend my hours and my days on you, all on you, on you, all on you.
Talked about the fragrance of our lives, the aroma of our lives. And one of the last things that we ended with was the fact that hopefully this Thanksgiving, we would let the aroma of the turkey mix with the fragrance of us becoming more and more like Jesus. Y'all remember that? If you were here, you should remember that. And how fitting that we were reminded this morning of how much of a fragrance our life needs to be to God. Not just on Thanksgiving, but every day, every moment of every day. All right, children, come on down. We'll get you sent off to Children's Church. Did y'all have a good Thanksgiving? Yeah? Good. Did you eat a lot? Lucas, did you eat a lot? Okay. All right. Thank you. We are so grateful for everything that you've done for us, Lord. We are so thankful for who you are. We are so thankful for the blessings that you send our way. And Father, this morning, I pray that you will allow us to be able to continue to worship you and to praise you with grateful hearts. Father, may our thankfulness be dynamic. Father, may our thankfulness help to be the sweet aroma to others of what it is that you mean to us because of all that you do for us. And then this morning, I pray that you will help us through your word to take our thankfulness to the highest level. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, go and have a great time. Turn in your Bibles, if you will, to Psalm 118. Psalm 118, and we're going to be looking this morning at thankfulness at the highest level. There was a five-year-old boy who would listen to the radio, even though he could not understand anything but the children's programs. He observed that his parents listened every day to what was called the news. He could make nothing of that. One Sunday morning, he went into his mother's bedroom where the radio had been turned low so as not to disturb his baby brother, who was sound asleep. Assuming it was the news, he listened and heard the man on the radio using the word God. He ran down the stairs to the kitchen where his grandmother was preparing a meal, and he said, "Granny, you had better turn on the radio. It's the news. But today, it's about God. Today, it's about God." I hope that when you came this morning, that you came not for any other reason than it's because it's for God. God needs to be where our praise is directed. God needs to be where our thankfulness is directed. And if the world ever needed to hear news about God, it is today. And you know, news about God is good news. For God is good and the source of all that leads to thankfulness. No matter what it is that's going on around us, no matter what's going on within our hearts and within our minds, we can still have a heart of thankfulness because of who God is, because of what God does for us. Now, it is true that we live in a world of diminishing gratitude because we live in a world that's moving more and more away from God. And most Americans today are in danger of forgetting their heritage, and like the pagans of old, are worshiping the creature rather than the creator. Years ago, a Chinese delegate to a conference here in America told of how an Indian, a Chinese, and an American would react to seeing Niagara Falls for the first time. The Indian would become deeply meditative, his mystic soul being stirred to commune with the infinite spirit. The Chinese, with his ingrained sense of family unity, would wish his family could be there to enjoy it with him. The American, however, would begin immediately to figure out how much horsepower was going to waste every moment. You know, our culture is becoming so passionate with the means of living that we are losing sight of the meaning of living. Let me say that again. Our culture is becoming so passionate with the means of living that we are losing sight of the meaning of living. The fact that every Thanksgiving we sigh, how many of you did that this Thanksgiving after you ate a big meal and then topped it all off with pumpkin pie or pecan pie or apple pie with ice cream? How many of you went, oh, I'm full, right? Every Thanksgiving we sigh. And we say we really should be more thankful for all that we have. But when we do that, you know what? It just reveals how ungrateful we really are. Now, this does not mean that people do not appreciate having the good things they have. It's just that it's hard to get excited about it. And that is one of the concerns regarding materialism. But God's word helps take our thankfulness to the highest level. And here in Psalm 118, the psalmist expresses thanks for many things. But I want you to notice as we read some verses here from Psalm 118, how he begins and ends this song with thankfulness. So hopefully you found Psalm 118, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5, and then we're going to read verse 29. Not to us, O Lord, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who reverence the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered and set me free. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Notice that the psalmist begins and ends with God. Do you notice that? Only when God is the Alpha and Omega of our thankfulness do we experience thanksgiving on a biblical level, which is the highest level. You see, we don't always do that because we tend to center our thankfulness around our blessings rather than around the blesser. And so we forfeit much of the emotion and joy of a heart filled with continual gratitude. We need to lift our eyes to God and his goodness and not focus them on the gifts. Didn't we sing a song about that this morning? To where our gaze ought to be, to where our focus needs to be. We must, like the psalmist, gaze on God and all that he is, and then we can focus on the blessings that he sends our way. Give thanks to God, for he is good, says the psalmist. God is good. That is the basis for continual praise. Not the fact that you have everything and maybe even more than what you really need, but God is good. And that's the basis for our continual praise. So start your thankfulness with God. So this morning I want us to look at some things about thankfulness and taking our thankfulness with God's word to a higher level. There is a basis for our thankfulness. And the basis for thankfulness is the goodness of God. And thankfulness based on anything less is inadequate. You know this. If you start out by saying, I am thankful because I am healthy, tomorrow you may be sick and you've lost your basis for your thankfulness. If you say, I am thankful because I am well off financially, a tragedy could change that and your basis for gratitude would be gone. Everything you build your thankfulness on short of the goodness of God is sinking sand. God's goodness alone is solid and unchanging, constant, and the stable rock which will last when all else passes away. The goodness of God is the basis of thankfulness. Not what we possess, not our intelligence, but the goodness of God. And the psalmist is so aware that the basis and foundation of all of his gratitude is in the goodness and steadfast of God that he calls upon all to join him as praise. What did he say? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who reverence the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. The goodness of God. He says, out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. As believers in Jesus as Savior, we all have one thing in common. And that is that we are saved by the grace and goodness and mercy of God. And that alone. There's nothing that you can do to be able to have God's redemption. There's nothing that you can work. There's no merit of your own. We all have to come to the place of believing in Jesus as Savior. Believing in what he has done on that cross for us. And not only is there a basis for our thankfulness, which is the goodness of God, there are blessings through our thankfulness. This verse reveals the psalmist's thankfulness for deliverance from a certain distress. Did you see that? He said that in verse 5. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. You know, one of the things that we find ourselves in a distress or in a stressful situation, what do we try to do? We try to do it on our own, don't we? We try to figure it out on our own. We try to maneuver the circumstances, or we try to maneuver the people to be able to what? To get what it is that we want, to get that situation resolved in our way, in our time. What did the psalmist say? In my distress, what did he do? He called upon the Lord. You see, the first thing when we're in a place of confusion, when we're in a place of doubt, when we're in a place of stress, the first thing that we need to do is to call upon the Lord. But most of the time, it's what? The last thing. When we try to work it all out for ourselves, when we try to fix it, when we try to maneuver all of the parts and the pieces, and we've messed it up to the point to where we find ourselves where? At the end of our rope. Then what do? Then we say, okay, God, will you fix this? I don't know what else to do. I don't know where else to go. I don't know how this is going to work out. So finally, God, would you just take this? When in all reality, we should have what? Done that at the first. The psalmist says, in my distress, the first thing I did was what? Call on the name of the Lord. The language here indicates that he was in a tight spot, and God heard his prayer and led him out of that distress and into a safe place. And now he is grateful. He's grateful first for God, and then he's grateful for the freedom given to him. And in many places, in God's word, salvation can be pictured as a release from the bondage and the chains of sin. You see, when we believe in Jesus as Savior, we are set free from the penalty of sin. We are set free from the power of sin. And someday, the Bible tells us, we are going to be set free from the very presence of sin. All because we believe in Jesus as Savior. And that alone. So let us be thankful for all the blessings of God, but above all, for the gift of God's redemption, because everything else pales in comparison to the eternal salvation that he has given us in Jesus. Let us be thankful on the highest level. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And let us allow the instruction of this psalm to characterize our thankfulness. I am thankful, Lord, for many things, but this Thanksgiving Day, I'm dedicating my praise to you only, I pray. Aside from blessings that are temporal, apart from gifts so kind, I'm thankful for the giver more than all the gifts combined. I'm thankful, Lord, for who you are and for your great love divine that went one day to Calvary's cross to save a soul like mine. I'm grateful for the years gone by in which with guiding hand you have with utmost wisdom led all the way with a perfect plan. I'm thankful, Lord, for many things apart from gifts so kind, but I'm thankful for the giver more than all the gifts combined. This morning, what are you thankful for? As we prepare our hearts for communion, let's remember that Jesus went to the cross to be our Savior. His body was broken, and his blood was shed for your sin, my sin, and the sin of the whole world. As the elements are passed to you this morning, as you hold the bread in your hand, remember that that is a picture given to us by God, by Jesus himself, to remind us of the fact that his body was broken. As you hold the cup in your hand, remember that this is a picture given to us by Jesus himself of his blood that was shed for us on the cross. For your sin, my sin, the sin of the whole world. For what he did on our behalf, we need to remember him and be thankful. I'm going to ask the men to come and to join me at the table. Let's remember Jesus. Let's remember Jesus.
For our last song, I want you to stay seated and remember how great a God that he would love us so much is to send his only son to die for us and shed his blood for us. I've got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment, oh how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion, with me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify, hallelujah, we are not alone, God really loves us, God really loves us. God really loves us. God really loves us. His mercy's enough. His grace is sufficient. So come if you're needing forgiveness or healing, his mercy's enough. Oh, this is our hope. The cross it has spoken. Death is no more. Christ is the Lord. This is our hope. Hallelujah, oh praise.
feeds my soul. God really loves us. God really loves us. Oh, what a Father, what a friend, what a Savior he is. Yes, what a Father, what a friend, what a Savior he is. Whoa, what a Father, what a friend, what a Savior he is. Yes, what a Father, what a friend, what a Savior he is. Hallelujah. We are not alone. God really loves us. God really loves us.
Remember that as you go out into Sunday school today.